Hi there and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. My guest this week is Pastor Sian Fitzgerald from the People's Church in Dublin. Well, we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. Sian, today we wanted to, I know you look fabulous and you must have a lot of confidence. Sian Fitzgerald from the People's Church. Tell me about women's self-esteem. Do you think women, as Christians I'm talking about, and, you know, in general, us, woman to woman, do you think we put enough emphasis on clothes and makeup and hair and gym and all that? Or do you think as Christians we kind of shy away from that a bit?
I think there's a mixed camp, isn't there? I think there's definitely a mixed camp. And I've been raised in the church, so I've sort of seen it go through all the different seasons. You know, I know when I was younger, there was this thing about modest dressing and dressing down and always looking, you know, very... I don't know, what would the word be? When I was a child, I would have probably said very old-fashioned and frumpy.
Yeah, well, we always think our mothers and aunties
and then
are
I think it went
fashioned.
The other way, didn't it? It went, everybody was glammed up to the eyes. And, you know, now, you know, I go to church on a Sunday morning and I'm very like, this is my Father's house.
Yeah.
And I'm welcome here. And, you know, he's not looking at what I'm wearing. He you know, he's looking at who I am and my heart. And he wants my worship. He doesn't want my appearance. But at the same time, self-esteem, I think, in this day and age is quite closely linked to how we present ourselves. And, you know, women are under, you know, it's a buzz thing at the moment, isn't it? It's a really hot topic, shall we say. I have three daughters, so it's a hot topic in my house. Yeah, it's a hot topic. You know, there is an awful lot of pressure, Jackie, on women, I think, and it's heartbreaking. You know, I see not just my daughters, their friends, these beautiful girls, beautiful inside and out. And I hear the way they criticise themselves. I hear the way they compare themselves. And I am watching them sort of just destroying their self-esteem, you know, and you're constantly trying to combat that. But, you know, I think it's important to have a healthy level of care in yourself, because I think that does matter. I think it does make you feel better, doesn't it? To just, you know, and I'm not talking about going out glammed up to the nines, but I know myself, you know, I do feel better when I take a little bit of care of myself. It's not so much appearance, just myself, you know, taking care of myself. So
it's okay to go out and get your eyebrows done and your eyelashes tinted and your hair dyed and
Well, I think so. If you can afford those things, absolutely, why not? I mean, it's when it becomes more important than anything else. That's when you've got a problem, isn't it?
Okay.
Like, there's times when I think, oh, I'd love to go out and get my eyebrows done. But, you know, the family finances that week are not great. Now, it's a problem if I decide to sacrifice the family finance for my eyebrows.
People, I see young girls, they have to get their self-tan done every weekend and their false eyelashes. And the, even I'm talking about, you know, my sons, their girlfriends and friends, they do all that. And we didn't do that. Maybe it wasn't as popular. It wasn't the thing. But even on Facebook, it's all over Facebook.
And it's a fine line, Jackie, because I know with the girls, I'm very conscious of modelling a healthy role model for being a healthy role model for them, and that I don't want to completely let myself go, but I don't want to be obsessed with how I look or you know, I think the bottom line is I know my worth and my self-worth is not in my appearance, but I also know that, you know, it's part of me. You know, the Bible talks about that, isn't it? You know, like, we are the temple of the Lord, and God gave me this body, God gave me these hands, God gave me this hair, and, you know, and I want to look after everything God gave me and I want to present it well. So I'm always trying to present a healthy role model for the girls. Not that, you know, I'm sort of going, I always have to be perfect. I'm very happy to slog around, you know, and just be myself and comfortable. And I'm actually quite blessed. I see it in the girls, you know, that they're quite comfortable going out. They don't wear makeup. My eldest daughter is nearly 17. And even yesterday I was sort of looking at, she never, ever, ever wears makeup. Very, very rare.
But what about social media and following the stars and all the things that they're doing and trying to copy their body image and all? Do you find that the girls are doing that? You've been a pastor in the church.
Yeah, it is tough. It is tough. And I've met girls that struggle very much with their appearance, and, you know, and I've seen that can get out of hand very, very quickly.
They're comparing.
Yeah, and, you know, the difficulty is, Jackie, and I've always, you know, I've always been very strict on certain things in my home, and I know people might think I'm a bit extreme, but because I had three daughters, I won't let magazines into the house. I will not have them in the house. No, I won't have them in the house. I'm very funny about things like that because I think it sets something up as something we esteem and admire.
Yes.
And with the girls, you know, I know there's a lady that did called Taryn Brumfitt, and I've some of you may have heard of her, but she's very interesting. And she talks a lot about women's body image and that kind of thing. And she talks a lot about, you know, sometimes saying to your children, like, oh, you're beautiful. You're all. And she sort of says, you know, her daughter might come to her in a dress and she go, oh, you're beautiful. She said, well, instead of telling her she's beautiful, I say to her, what exciting things are you going to do in that dress today?
Right.
You know, so it's not just about what you're wearing. It's about who you are, what fills your day and all those things. So I would be quite strict on that with the girls. And I would have always been very clear with them. So if they sort of showed me a photo and said, oh, mom, look, this girl is beautiful. I'm going, yes, it is. But I would be very clear about photoshopping and, you know, the way they alter all of them.
Yes.
I actually saw a thing on Facebook that France have banned photoshopping. And if they photoshop things, they have to mark it that it's been photoshopped. They were showing all the different. Yeah, it was very interesting.
Because the girls do that to each other. And, yeah, I noticed that.
It's unbelievable. There's loads of things on Facebook. And you can actually see the transformations that the photos you're seeing of these models are not the real original image.
Yeah, there was a thing on September, no makeup September for models, yes, and stars, yeah, movie stars. They just
and fair play, there were so many stars that went out there and just showed what they really looked like. Like, they look like all of us. They look like all of us, you know, and that's okay. Like, that's absolutely fine. And, you know, I think there's nothing wrong in girls wanting to look pretty or beautiful. That's absolutely fine. Mm. I think it's a problem when they have to look a certain way. And I think it's about valuing every part of them.
Mm.
So it's about valuing their qualities, and they all have different qualities, and making sure that that's all very clear in their minds,
yes,
that their beauty is not just how they look, it's their talent, it's their gifting, it's their,
yeah,
you know, their good bits and their bad bits.
And sometimes I feel, even as a Christian mom, I kind of sacrifice and I don't get the stuff done for myself. And I say, well, I'll give the money to the kids and they need it. Mm. And then when I do go out and get my hair done or my eyebrows done or whatever, I actually feel great.
Yeah.
So I think it's okay in moderation.
Absolutely. I think it's only a problem when it's taking priority over other things and it shouldn't. I think it's okay to have it on the list.
Mm.
I think that's absolutely healthy and fine. Like, it's fine for me to have a haircut or, you know, a colour on my hair on my list, but it's not okay if it's more important than food or school shoes or, you know, and it's balancing everything, isn't it? It's a balance.
Yeah, it might be a good idea to even to have a women's get together in church regularly and just paint nails, talk about fashion and hair and, you know, because so many of us know about it, so many people know about it, and it would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's definitely important that women just feel comfortable in. There's much more to us than how we look, isn't there? And
there
I think the world is beginning to realise that as well. It is slowly beginning to catch on, but there is a lot of pressure out there. You are right.
There is. Thanks, Sian.
Thanks, Jackie.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programme. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.